Bible recorded that this person wept, recorded eight times, is Joseph.
在圣经里面记载有关哭泣的人，最多次的人是约瑟，他总共哭泣了八次。
But then there's two crying is actually in one incident, so we say seven weeping.
那有其中两次的哭泣是在同一个场合之下的，所以我们把它算作七次。
So what do men people think about crying?
所以当我们听到哭泣的时候，我们是怎么想的呢？
Usually we think that men do not cry.
我们一般认为人是不会哭泣的。
不 ，men 大丈夫不哭的。
我们一都说大丈夫不流泪。
Because when a man cry, it shows that he was weak.
当一个男人他哭泣的时候，他表现出他软弱的一面。
And usually when we think about crying, when we see somebody crying, we think about, oh, that person must encounter some kind of disaster.
当我们遇到一个人哭泣的时候，我们可能会觉得这个人可能遇到了什么样的灾难。
Just like Jeremiah in the Bible, he said that his eyes is like a fountain.
他就像耶利米先生说的，他眼睛有如泉水一样。
He cried so much is because he saw his nation, his beloved people were destroyed.
因为他看见他所爱的国家，他所爱的人民被摧毁了。
Sometimes we think about crying is that, oh, that person must have committed sins.
当我们听到一个人在哭泣的时候，我们可能会认为这个人他可能犯了罪。
Just like written in the book of Psalm, that David cried so much, he said that his tear can make the sofa float, the couch float.
就像大卫在诗篇里面所写的，他的流泪甚至可以使床浮起来。
The reason he cried is because he committed sin.
他会哭泣的原因是因为他犯了罪。
But usually that's what we think about crying.
这就是为什么我们之所以想到哭泣。
Today we're going to talk about seven weepings of Joseph, first session. It's nothing to do with shame, nothing to do with disaster or weakness.
那么今天我们来讨论到约瑟他哭泣的场合，不见得是因为他遇到了灾难，也不见得是因为不见得是他犯了罪。
Because God did not create crying just to cry for shame or to cry for disaster.
因为神创造哭泣不是只是为了感到羞耻，或是因为遇到了灾，或是犯了罪。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 42.
我们请翻开创世纪42章。
Genesis chapter 42.
创世纪42章。
Verse 6 to 25.
6节到25节。
Genesis chapter 42, verse 6 to 25.
创世纪第六章。
Here record that Joseph's 10 brothers came to the land of Egypt to get grain.
这边提到约瑟的他的十个兄弟们来到埃及来借一些粮食。
And Joseph at this time is about 39 years old.
约瑟这个时候大约是39岁。
Because at age 30 he became prime minister.
因为他30岁的时候成为首相。
And then he lived through 7 years of prosperity.
他过了七年的荣华富贵的生活。
And during the second year of famine, was so severe that the people of Canaan do not have food. They came to land of Egypt to get food.
在接下来有严重的饥荒，在饥荒的第二年，迦南地都没有食物了，所以他的弟兄们来到埃及来借粮食。
So verse 6, it recorded that Joseph was a governor of a land, and when he saw his brothers, he recognized them.
这边第六节提到约瑟的弟兄们来到埃及的那个时候， 约瑟知道了他们是谁。
However, his brothers cannot recognize Joseph. They thought Joseph probably dead.
但是他们并没有认出约瑟，因为他们认为约瑟以前就已经死了。
And when Joseph saw his brother, he started keep asking many questions.
当约瑟看到他的弟兄们的时候，他心中有许多的问号。
Let's look at verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
Then Joseph remembered the dream which he had dreamed about them, and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." Verse 10.
第十节。
And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servant had come to buy food." Verse 11.
十一节。
We are all one man's sons. We are honest men.Your servant are not spy. Verse 12.
十二节。
But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." Verse 13.
十三节。
And they said, "Your servant are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more. Verse 14.
14节.
But Joseph said to them, It is as I spoke to you, saying, You are spies. Verse 15.
15节.
In this manner you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Verse 16.
16节.
Send one of you, and let him bring your brothers, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested. To see whether there is any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. Verse 17.
17节.
So he put them all together in prison 3 days. Verse 18.
18节.
Then Joseph said to them the third day, Do this and live, for I fear God. Verse 19.
19节.
If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine of your houses. Verse 20.
20节.
And bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die. And they did so. Verse 21.
20节.
Then they said to one another, We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore this distress has come upon us. Verse 22.
20节.
And Reuben answered them, saying, Did I not speak to you, saying, Do not sin against the boy, and you will not listen. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. Verse 23.
23节.
But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through interpreter. Verse 24.
24节.
And he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them, and he took Simeon from them and bound him from their eyes. Verse 25.
25节.
Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provision for the journey. This he did for them. So here we can see when Joseph saw his brothers, he remembered the dream that he had.
所以当这边约瑟看到他的弟兄们的时候, 他想起他过去所做的梦。
Because the dream that he had tells him there was supposed to be 11 brothers bowing down to him. How come there are only 10?
在他的梦里面, 他是有十一个弟兄们向他跪拜, 那么这边怎么只有十个弟兄弟呢?
So he kind of find a reason to accuse them and to see how's the youngest brother.
所以他约瑟他找个理由来控告他们, 想要借由这个机会来看看他们, 这个最小的弟兄是不是还在。
And they told him that the youngest brother is alive.
他们告诉这个最 他们说这个最小的弟兄，这个兄弟还活着。
And so in the context we can see that he wanted his youngest brother to be here in Egypt. Joseph wanted his youngest brother to be here in Egypt.
约瑟他希望他这最小的弟兄也能够来到埃及这边。
And later on these brothers facing all these difficulties, they started to realize that it must be something that they did wrong 20 years ago.
那么这些弟兄们他们开始理解到他们之所以现在遇到了困难是因为他们在20年前所做的一些错的事情。
So they thought about, oh, this must be the thing that we did to old Joseph, betraying him and sell him to Egypt.
所以他们开始想到在20年前他们背叛的并且将约瑟卖到了埃及。
And then in verse 23,
在23节,
it says that Joseph understood.
这边提到约瑟他听得出来。
And then verse 24 it said, And he turned himself away from them and wept.
24节提到约瑟转身过去去哭了一场。
Why he cried?
为什么他哭泣呢?
Okay. Was like Joseph was very happy that haha, now I can revenge.
是因为约瑟他觉得我现在可以复仇了吗?
If he's happy, he'll be laughing out.
如果他很高兴呢,他应该是大笑出来。
But he cried.
但是他哭了。
So why he cried?
为什么他哭了呢?
If we look at context, the reason he cried is because his brother repented.
他哭泣是因为他看到他们的弟兄们悔改了。His
brothers feel sorrow about what they have done.
他的弟兄们对于他们过去所做的事感到很痛苦。
So for Joseph to see that, it was a cry of joy.
所以约瑟他的哭泣是一种带有喜悦的哭泣。
Let's put a bookmark here. Put a bookmark here. Let's look at Luke chapter 15, verse 7.
我们来看路加福音十五章。
Verse 7.
十五章第七节。
Verse 7 and verse 10.
十五章第七节到第十节。
I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So here records that when a sinner repents, there's a joy in heaven and also with angel.
这边提到，如果一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
So what Joseph saw was his brother repented of their wrongdoing.
这边约瑟所看到的是他的弟兄们为他们过去所做的事情而悔改。
And he was so happy, he cried.
而且他感到非常的喜悦，而且。
But he cannot cry to show them, so he had to turn away and hide himself and cry.
但是他并不能将他哭泣的这一面在他们面前让他们看到，所以他就转身过去。
Do we have that kind of experience or have we witnessed such thing?
我们是否有这样的经验，或是我们曾经看目睹过这样的经验呢？
I have twice.
我曾经发在两我有遇过两次。
First is my mom cried.
有些是我的母亲哭泣。
I was a prodigal son. I was a prodigal son, 浪子。
我以前是个浪子。
And then I argued with my parents many times about which one is the true church.
我以前不断的跟我的父母在争论说讨论。跟他们争论说哪一个才是真正的教会。
But eventually, I said, "Okay, I'll come to church to look at it, to study it."
那么最后 ，OK， 我说 OK， 那么我到来真耶稣教会来查考一下。
And when I understood the truth and I received the Holy Spirit，
那么我查考了道理，并且领受了圣灵。
I remember that Elder Chen told me, "Say, oh, remember to call your mom tonight."
那么那时候陈长老那是跟我说呢，
张长老。
张长老告诉我说：“联络你，叫你的妈妈今天晚上过来。”
So I was staying in person's house. I called my mom, and I first thing I said is, "Mom, I'm wrong."
那么我那时候我先待在一个弟兄的家里，我先打电话给了母亲。我打电话一打通，我第一句话跟我妈妈说：“母亲，我错了。”
I have received the Holy Spirit.
我领受了圣灵。
I know this is the true church.
我知道这是一个真教会。
And at that time, my mom.Was crying on the other side of the telephone.
那个时候，我的母亲在电话的另一端哭了。
I can really feel her joy.
我可以真的感受到她的喜悦。
She said to me that this is so happy, this is so joyful that it's better than winning the lottery.
这样的事情真的是非常非常的喜悦，甚至比中乐透还要高兴。
I was speechless.
我说不出话来。
Why my mom cry?
有一次我母亲哭泣。
No, why my mom cry?
为什么我母亲哭泣呢？
Because she was so happy that I turned back. I know the truth.
因为她哭泣是因为我找到了真理，我回转过来了。
Because there was a sincere love in her.
因为这是一个非常真诚的爱。
Also, another time, a sister witnessed to me.
另外有一次呢，有一个姐妹她来到我面前。
She was living in the same apartment complex in Northridge with me.
那她那个时候是跟我住在同一个社区，在 Northridge 那边。
And about at that time, there was a brother pass away, and then his son only had his wife and children left.
当时有一个弟兄他过世了。
Yeah, and 他的太太还有他的儿女还活着。
哦，还留这弟兄留过世的时候还留下他的妻子以及儿女。
And one of his son is when he comes to church, it's just many people have sorrow in their heart. When his son comes to church, people have sorrow in their heart because the way he dressed, the way he speak.You know, he was not really paying attention in the class.
那么这个 这个儿子呢，他总是在教会里面总是带给大家很大的困扰，因为他在教会里面的言行穿着都不是很合宜。
Many things that he did caused many people to be sad.
他做了许多的事情，让教会的很多人感到很困扰。
And so when his father passed away, his whole situation, environment, changed. The family became very poor.
那因为这个父亲过世了，整个家庭发生了巨变，整个家庭变得很贫穷。
And then, so he cannot go to college, so he decided to go to a military school.Military.
那么因为家境的关系，他没有办法上大学，所以他选择了去军校。
And so my neighbor, the sister, she went to the military school to talk to him.
那么这跟我住在同一个社区的这个姐妹呢，就到这间军校去探访这位弟兄。
And then so the sister finished visiting him, and she came back to me, and she said to me that she cried.Yeah, she cried.
那这个姐妹她回来之后呢，她到我面前来跟我说她，这个姐妹说她哭了。
And I said, why you cried?
那么我问说，那你为什么哭了？
She said to me that this brother had changed.
那她告诉我说，这个弟兄他改变了。
I said, in what ways?
那时候我问她说怎么个改变呢？
She said that this brother, right, would become so straight and so diligent, so self-disciplined.
他说这个弟兄呢，他变得非常的自律。
If you go to his room, you know, nothing sloppy, you know, his bed, his blanket is folded like a tofu, very square.
那么他去这个姐妹到这个弟兄的房间看的时候，他这个房间非常的整齐，一点脏乱都没有。这个床单跟棉被折得像豆腐一样方方正正的。
You know how he behaves, it just really, really make him real, real happy.
那么这个弟兄的言行的改变让这个姐妹非常非常的高兴。
I share with her happiness.
所以我就跟她一起分享这个喜悦。
So all these two incidents really show us that when we have sincere love for people, you know, when they change, we'll be happy.
所以这个告诉我们说，当我们对一个人有真诚的爱心的时候，那这个人当这个人有所改变的时候，我们会非常的喜悦。
So from the context in Luke chapter 15 verse 7 and 10,God really wants us to examine ourselves to see what we can repent, what we can change.
所以在路加福音十五章第七节以及第十节告诉我们，我们可以自己反省自己，我们是否有可以反省。
So when we repent, God and the angel will be very, very happy, and the people around us can be happy too.
当我们悔改的时候，在我们周遭的人，甚至是天上的天神以及天使们都会很喜悦。
But how come sometimes we don't really repent?
那么为什么我们有时候并没有悔改呢？
Because we always think that the fault is always with other people.
因为我们总是认为都是别人的错。
We're always right.
我们总是对的。
Other people need to change. We don't need to change.
是别人应该改变，不是我需要改变。
And oftentimes we don't really give thought to ourselves what we need to change.
所以我们往往都没有去问自己，我们自己是否需要去改变。
So we always see the sawdust in the brother's eyes, but sometimes we do not see the log in our own eyes.
所以我们往往看到我们弟兄的眼中的针，却没有看到自己眼中的梁木。
So that's why when we pray, we don't pray like Pharisee. We really pray looking ourselves before God. You know, just like the prayer of tax collector, really, we are sinners.
所以我们祷告不应该像是一个法利赛人的祷告，而是像税吏一样，是真正的悔改的祷告。
And so in a time of trouble,Joseph's brothers started to examine themselves and started to repent. And Joseph he cried because he was so joyful that his brother had changed.
所以当约瑟的弟兄们他们遇到困难的时候，他们开始悔改，他们检讨他们过去所犯的错，所以约瑟看到他们的改变，
他们的检讨，所以很高兴。 So we can see that Joseph has the heart of the angels and heart of God. He will be joyful to the point that he cried just like the angels.
所以这约瑟他有的像神一般的心，所以当他看到他的弟兄们悔改的时候，他心里也很高兴。
Let's look at second incident that he cried.
我们再来看下一个场合，他哭泣的场合。
In Genesis chapter 43,
在创世纪四十三章
，verse 15 to 31,
十五节到三十一节。
So his brother, finally, took Benjamin to the land of Egypt to see the prime minister.
所以最后约瑟的弟兄们将他们最小的最小的弟弟就是便雅悯把他带到了埃及带到手下这个手下
You see Joseph right he really do not have from the context we don't see really, like, he really want to revenge he doesn't have the desire to revenge even though his brother had did something very cruel to him
从圣经里面我们可以看出来约瑟他完全没有任何想要报复的心理即使是过去约瑟弟兄们对他做出如此残忍的事
He even did not take their money
他甚至没有 拿取任何钱
But then his brothers verse 15 when they came to Egypt they bring double the money back
这边我们可以看到十五节他们手里当他们离开的时候他们手里拿了加倍的银子
So they were very worried how come the money is still there
所以他们很困扰，说为什么钱还在那里
？So when they see Joseph, Joseph say, "Oh, just go to my house."
后来约瑟告诉他们说：“来到我家里吧。
”And then as they were going to their house, they were very afraid that if that person, the Joseph, will, you know, harm them and make them slaves.
当约瑟的弟兄们接受。听到这个邀请的时候，其实他们是很害怕的，因为可能约瑟是想要加害于他们，要把他们作为奴隶。
So verse 19 onward, his brothers, Joseph's brothers, start to speak. Oh, you know, the first time we came to buy food and we bring the money, but we don't know why. How come the money was in our sack?
所以在十九节提到这个，当他们的弟兄们来到约瑟的家里面的时候，他们其实是很困的。他们是很困惑的，因为他们其实来只是要来借粮食的。
But the person said, "We have received your money. Don't worry."
但是这个
家那个主管，
这个主管说他们有确实有收到这个金钱的。
Let's look at verse 26.
我们来看二十六节。
And when Joseph came home, they brought him and present and brought him the present which was in their land into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Verse 27. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, Is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive? Verse 28. And they answered, Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive. And he bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Verse 29. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's sons, and said, Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me? And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. Verse 30. Now his heart yearned for his brother. So Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep, and he went into his chamber and wept there. Verse 31. Then he washed his face and came out, and he restrained himself and said, Stir the bread. Here record the second time Joseph cried.
这边记载到第二次约瑟的哭泣。
When he saw Benjamin,
当他看到便雅悯的时候，
he said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?"
所以他问他们的弟兄们说，这就是你们所提到的这个最小的弟兄吗？
And verse 30 said, "His heart yearned for his brother."
这边三十节提到约瑟爱弟之情发动。
And that's why he cried.
就是为什么他之所以哭泣。
Okay. So today, do we cry or do we feel very happy to see our brothers and sisters?
所以换到我们自己，我们是否会因为见到我们的弟兄姐妹而高兴而哭泣呢？
For Joseph, he was so joyful that he cried. He saw his brother.
约瑟他看到他的弟弟，他很高兴就哭泣了。
Sometimes, some parents went to school to pick up their children.
有时候我们有些父母到学校去接小孩下放学。
And the people came out, right? The kids, that's not my kid. That's not the other one. Not my kid. We had no feeling.
那么看，可能这时候有很多的小朋友从学校里面走出来，这个不是我的小孩，那也不是我的小孩。
Sometimes we feel frustrated. How come our kids is not coming out?
有时候我们可能会感到很挫折，怎么我们小孩还没有出来呢？
But when our kid comes out, we feel so happy.
当我们看到我们的小孩走出来的时候，我们会觉得很高兴。
And we walk towards them and hold their hand.
我们会走过去握住他的手。
And sometimes some brother, sister, or some relative go to the airport to pick up some people.
有时候我们的弟兄姐妹可能到机场去接我们的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes, you know, you travel in Taiwan, to Taiwan or to United States or to Dominica. There was always some people, right, in international terminal. There were always some people lined up outside just to see people coming out.
我们在国，尤其是我们在国际机场的时候，我们可以常常看在这个出境的地方，说很多人在外面等一整排的人在那边要等等在等待。
And sometimes we even witness ourselves, or something even happened to ourselves, is that some people came out, some people so happy, you know, they run and cry and they hug and they kiss.
那么我们常常看到的状况，或是我们自己跟，就是我们自己的状况，就是当我们看到我们所等待的人走出来的时候，我们可能很高兴的大叫，甚至是哭泣，可能拥抱，可能亲嘴。
But for Joseph, he wanted to hug his brother, but he cannot, and that the desire for his brother was in his heart so much that he wanted to cry, but he had nowhere to go, so he had to go somewhere and cry.
但是他并不能将他对这个他弟弟的爱的爱心直接展露出来，所以他必须要隐藏起来，所以他先到进到屋子里面自己先哭了起来。
So how can we have such deep affection for our brothers and sisters in Christ?
所以我们是否能够像约瑟一样，我们在对我们的弟兄姐妹能够有这样的心。
And in order to have deep affection for brothers and sisters, we must not love the world. We must not love the world.
我们要对，如果我们要对我们的弟兄姐妹有这样的爱，我们不能爱这个世界。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们翻开约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰二书十五节，
十五节。
约翰一书二章十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Please read.
十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
So Bible tells us, if somebody loves the world, the love of Father is not in him.
所以圣经这边提到，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
So if we haven't seen brothers and sisters for a long time, and we come to church, we don't feel, you know, we miss them, we don't even think about them, we're not happy to see them, really, we have to think about where is our heart.
所以如果当我们很久没有到教会，我们到教会的时候，对我们的弟兄姐妹没有任何感情的话，我们可能要问自己，我们是否没有将我们的心，我们心里面是否没有，我们的心是否还在这个世界呢
？It's very logical.
这是很合理的。
If somebody don't not even love God, how would he love God's children?
如果一个人他不爱神的话，他怎么可能会去爱神的儿女呢
？Only when he loves God, then he will care about God's children.
当一个人真正爱神的时候，他才会去爱他爱神的儿女们。
And oftentimes our heart, right? Sometimes are too occupied, be filled with a lot of TV.
但是往往我们的心里面被电视所占据了。
Soap opera.
被肥皂剧给占据了。
连续剧。Our heart has been occupied by video games, movies.
我们心里面被电视、电动玩具、被电脑给占据了。
Money.
被金钱。
Comfort.
被舒适的生活
our own self,
被我们自己
we become very self-centered.
我们变得非常自我中心
We really don't care about sometimes some of us. We really don't care about other people. We only care about ourselves.
我们不去关怀我们周遭的人，而只是关心我们自己
So first, in order to have love, deep affection for brother sister, we need to remove that love of the world in our hearts.
如果我们要爱我们的弟兄姐妹，第一个我们要先将我们爱世界的这个心把它移除掉。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来翻开腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 8.
腓立比书一章八节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 8.
腓立比书一章八节。
For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
一章八节，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切的想念你们众人。
Paul said that he had affection of Jesus Christ. He longed for the brothers and sisters.
这边 保罗提到他体会耶稣那个耶稣基督的心肠，所以想切切的想念你们的众人。
So if we really long for brother sister, I believe that in our prayer we will pray for them.
所以如果我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹，在我们的祷告中，我们也会为他们代祷。
If they have shortcoming, they're in trouble, we'll pray for them.
如果当他们有困难有困扰，我们会帮他们代
祷。If they suffer, we'll suffer too.
当他们痛苦的时候，我们也会感到痛苦。
Just like many parents, when the children suffer, they suffer too.
就像许多的父母，当他们的孩子困痛苦的时候，他们也会感到痛苦。
The heart is united.
他们的心是一起的。
Paul did it because he had removed that the love of the world from his heart.
他们是的心是连在一起，因为他们将爱世界的心都移除掉了。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. It tells us how to increase our love for the brothers and sisters.
在彼得后书一章五以五节提到我们要来怎么样爱我们的弟兄。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得后书一章五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得后书一章五节。
But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, verse 6.
六节。
To knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, verse 7.
第七节。
To godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, verse 8.
第八节。
For if these things are yours and abound,You will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Here, Peter tells us we need to continue to increase in these virtues, faith, virtue, knowledge, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
所以这边彼得提到说我们要分外的殷勤，所以 要不断的长进，要有信心，要有德性，然后有知识，并且节制，还要忍耐，前进，还要爱我们的弟兄。
So all these things we can think about how we can practice them in our life.
所以这边我们可以从这边我们可以 看到我们应该要怎么样在我们的生活
中来实行。And eventually in our life we will become very loving when we see brothers and sisters. We will become very happy.
当我们对我们的弟兄姐妹有爱的时候，我们看到他们的时候，我们会很高兴。
And this is one of the joy in Christ that Jesus Christ promises.
这个也是在耶稣基督所在耶稣基督里面的喜悦，这是也是他所应许的。
Let's look at the third crying of Joseph.
我们再来看约瑟他第三次的哭泣。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 44, verse 13.
我们来翻到创世纪四十四章十三节。
In chapter 44, after they finished the meal, Joseph sent them away.
在创世纪四十四章这边十三节提到，他们用完的晚餐要用完了餐之后要把他们送走。
But he told his servants to put his silver cup into the Benjamin sack.
这边他约瑟吩咐他的仆人将约瑟他用的杯子放在便雅悯的口袋里。
And then when they go back home, then Joseph sent servants to catch them, and say, "How come?" You steal my master's silver cup.
对，当他们的弟兄们离开的时候，这个约瑟派他的仆人去追赶他们，然后去问他们说：“为什么你们要偷窃我主人的杯子呢？”
And then the servant said, "Whoever stole my master's cup, that person will stay in Egypt."
这仆人说：“若是谁偷窃了这个银杯子，那么这个人就要留在埃及。”
Joseph did that is because he wanted his brother Benjamin to be with him.
约瑟之所以这么做，是希望便雅悯能够留下来。
But then, let's look at verse 13.
我们来看十三节。
Then they tore their clothes, and let's jump to verse 12.
我们来看十二节。
So he searched, and he began with the oldest, and left out with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Verse 13.
十三节。
Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. Verse 14.So Judah and his brother came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell before him on the ground. Verse 15. And Joseph said to them, What deed is this you have done? Did you not know that such a man as I can certainly practice divination? Verse 16. Then Judah said, What shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or How shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Here we are, my Lord's slave, both we and he, also with whom the cup was found. Verse 17.
17节.
But he said, far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall be my slave. And as for you, go up in peace to your father. Verse 18.
18节.
Then Judah came near to him and said, O my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh. Verse 19.
19节.
My Lord asked his servant, saying, have you a father or a brother? Verse 20.
20节.
And we said to our Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, who is young. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loved him. Verse 21.
21节.
Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him. Verse 22.
22节.
And we said to my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. Verse 23.
23节.
But you said to your servant, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall not see my face no more. You shall see my face no more. Verse 24.
24节.
So it was when he went up to your servants, my father, that we told him the words of my Lord. Verse 25. And our
25节.
Father said, go back and buy us a little food. Verse 26.
26节.
But we said, we cannot go down if our youngest brother is with us. We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down. For we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Verse 27.
27节.
Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. Verse 28.
28节.
And the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. Verse 29.
29节.
But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befall him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Verse 30. Now, therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and that is not with us, since his life is bound up in the last life, verse 31. It will happen when he sees the lad is not with us, that he will die. So your servant will bring down the gray hair of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave, verse 32.
32节.
For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever. Verse 33. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brother. Verse 34. For how should I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the evil that would come upon my father. Chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by, and he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Verse 2.
第二节.
And he wept aloud, and the Egyptian and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Verse 3. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father still alive? But his brother could not answer him, for there was dismay in his presence. Verse 4.
第四节.
And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Verse 5.
第五节.
But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Here record the third crying of Joseph.
这边记载到约瑟的第三次哭泣。
Why Joseph cried?
为什么约瑟哭泣呢?
Because Joseph had witnessed a very, very touching moment.
因为约瑟他经历了这个非常感人的这一刻。
He saw his brother was in anguish, in sorrow.
他可以看到他们的弟兄们是 是如此的伤痛。
They tore their clothes.
他们撕裂他们的衣服。
They rushed to see Joseph.
他们赶紧来见约瑟。
all the only thing that can, they can say is, God has found out my iniquity. They have sinned.
他们所说的是他们明白神发现了他们过去所犯的错。
And Joseph is a very tender-hearted person. You know, Bible tells us, you know, with those who are sad, we need to be sad with them.
我们这边可以看得出来，约瑟他是一个非常软心肠的人。圣经也告诉我们说，我们要有与其他人有一样的心肠，
跟哀伤的人一同哀伤。
我们要与哀伤的人一同哀伤。
And so when Joseph saw them, you know, they were in pain. We had to understand, you know, how much trouble, how distressed they are when they see Joseph.
所以我们可以看得出来，当他们在约瑟面前，他们是如何等的难过。
Because they know that they are in big trouble.
因为他们真的明白，他们现在真的陷入大麻烦。
They don't know how they can go back to see their own father.
他们不知道该如何回去见他们的父亲。
So Judah stepped out and said to Joseph.
所以犹大他站出来对约瑟说。
Okay. And from his speech, we can see that he really have a genuine love for the father and also for his brother Benjamin.
在犹大的对话里面，我们可以看到犹大他对他的父亲以及对他的儿子真的是有非常深刻的爱。
他的弟兄，他的弟弟便雅悯
有非常的深刻的爱。
First, he confessed, he really sorry about what he had done in the past.
首先，他对他过去所做的事情非常深刻的悔改。
And then he cannot let his father die.
而且他不能让他的父亲死去。
He's willing that he die, but he must make his father happy. He can die, he can become a slave, but he must make the father happy.
他可以死掉没有关系，但是他必须要让他的父亲高兴。
From here we can see he's willing to sacrifice to become a slave.
这边我们可以看得出来，犹大他愿意牺牲自己成为奴隶。
And at this time, maybe Judah is around 60 years old.
这边我们看犹大这个时候大概60岁左右。
But he's willing to kneel before Joseph and beg and speak to Joseph.
但是他愿意来站出来对约瑟说。
And for his speech, there was no more jealousy. His father loved Benjamin a lot, but they were not jealous of Benjamin anymore.
我们可以看到，他们的父亲对是非常的喜爱便雅悯，但是他们对便雅悯一点嫉妒之心都没有。
They protected his brother Benjamin as if it was more than their life.
他们为了要保护便雅悯，甚至不看重自己的生命。
They willing to become a slave for his own brother.
他愿意成为奴隶来拯救他的弟兄。
And for Joseph, he saw that truly his brothers had really repented, completely repented.
这边约瑟他可以感受到他的弟兄们真正的悔改了。
And so he was so touched, and then he was so touched that he wanted to cry because he saw that they have love for his brothers and his father.
所以约瑟他真的非常想要哭出来，因为他可以感受到他们的兄弟们对父亲的爱。
And so he told the people to get away from him.
所以他叫周遭其他的人都离开这屋子。
He cannot hold it anymore. He burst open.
所以他再也忍耐不住了，所以他就爆发了。
And he said to them, "I am Joseph."
所以他就对他们说，我就是约瑟。
What is the motive of Joseph saying, "I am Joseph"?
这边约瑟他说出他是约瑟的动机是什么呢
？If you look at verse 4 and 5,
我们来看第四节跟第五节。
Is that what he meant? Is I'm Joseph, your brother.
这边说我是你们的弟兄约瑟。
Verse 4, recording verse 4.
在第四节。
It's saying, say, I'm Joseph. You know, we are one family.
他告诉我是约瑟，我们是一家人。
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是兄弟。
But at that time, the brother was so shocked because they did not know whether they should cry or they should laugh.
但是这个时候他的兄弟们感到非常的惊讶，并且不知该哭还是该笑。
And today, when we read this passage, are we touched by their love?
我们今天也是可以。
Today, when we read this passage, can we feel their love?
今天当我们在读这一段经节的时候，我们是否可以感受到其中的爱心。
Their love for the father and their love for the brother.
他们爱他们 的父亲，并且爱他们的兄弟。
For Joseph, he cried because his heart was sensitive. He see it, he sense it, he can feel it. Therefore, he cried.
对约瑟来说，他真的能够感受到，所以他哭了。
Today, when brothers and sisters do something for us,
今天我们的弟兄姐妹为我们做的事许多事
，Do we feel taken for granted?
我们是觉得是理所当然的吗？
If we're taking for granted, we feel like you owe me. You know, you're supposed to do this. We don't feel their love. We cannot sense it.
如果我们觉得得到别人的帮助是理所当然的，我们觉得是这是别人欠我们的，那么我们就不能感受到其
中的爱。And also another thing that Joseph, the reason Joseph revealed to them is because Joseph revealed to them is because they really truly repented. Then Joseph revealed to them.
最后是因为约瑟真正明白到他们是已经真正的悔改，所以约瑟才向他们表明身份。
Today, if we practice God's word and we truly repent, God, Lord Jesus Christ, will reveal Himself to us.
如果我们能够真正的悔改，那么耶稣基督也会向我们显现。
Let's turn the bookmark here. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 21.
我们来看约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
Verse 21.
21节
John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章
Verse 21.
二十一节
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Here Jesus said, if we keep God's commandment,Jesus Christ will appear to us.
这边提到，若遵守主的命令的人，耶稣基督就要向他显现。
Jesus Christ does not necessarily appear like in vision or appear in front of us.
当然，这边提到的显现，并不是真的是站在我们的面前的显现。
But God has different way to manifest Himself to us. He can speak to us, He can touch us, He can show Himself to us, and we can know Him better.
但耶稣他不见得真的是要站在我们面前，而且他。但是他可以用其他的方式能够让向我们显现，比如说对我们说话，也许是让我们能够感受到他。
And so we see that Joseph actually prefigured Lord Jesus Christ in certain part prefigured Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道约瑟在某些层面来说是预表了耶稣基督。
And today, just like Joseph revealed himself to his brothers.If we truly love each other, Lord Jesus Christ will manifest Himself to us.
就像约瑟对他的弟兄们显现，如果我们能够遵行主的道的话，耶稣基督也会向我们显现。
There was a story goes like this.
有一个故事是这样子。
There's one father had two sons. All of them are farmers.
有一个父亲他有两个儿子。
They are all farmers.
他们都是他们做农的。
The oldest son liked to study.
这个比较年长的这个哥哥比较喜欢学习。
The youngest brother liked to play, liked to play violin, liked to sing, outgoing.
那这个弟弟他比较外向，他比较喜欢玩音乐。
Every day they work in the field, but after work they just go on their own way. They're very different from each other.
那么他们每天到牧场到农场里面工作的之后，他们就各走各的，因为他们两个非常的不同。
One day his father about to pass away.
那么突然有一天，他们的父亲过世了。
Before he passed away, he called these two people over and said, "My only desire for you is that you will love each other."
那么在他这个父亲要过世之前，把他两个孩子叫到面前来，只告诉就是告诉他们说，我只要向你们要求一件事情，就是你们要彼此相爱。
If you love each other, angels will cry.
如果你们彼此相爱的话，天使也会哭泣。
And so the father passed away.
那之后，这父亲就过世。
After a while,
过了一阵子
，there was a drought. There was a drought.
有一个干旱。
And so food become very scarce.
那这个。农作物都枯死了。
And so the oldest brother, one day he was thinking, My younger brother, does he have food to eat? Because he has such a big household, wife and children.
那么有一天，这个哥哥就烦恼说，这烦恼到他的弟弟，他觉得他的弟弟可能没有足够的食物来养他的家庭。
So he said to himself, "Tonight I'll get some food for my boy, even though it's little bit left, but I will give it to them."
那么所以他说，那么今天晚上即使我只剩下最后一点点食物，那我还是要给他们。
And at the same time, his younger brother was thinking, you know, my brother spent a lot of money on buying books. You know, I wonder if he have enough food to go through the famine.
那么同时这个弟弟也在想说，我这个哥哥他可能花很多钱在买书来念书，那么可能他没有足够的钱来生活。
So in the night time, he shipped some food to his brother at night time.
那么同一个晚上，他的弟弟也将一些食物送到他哥哥家去。
And the next morning, when they wake up, they went to the barn. They discovered no food. The food is still there. It disappeared.
所以隔一天早上，他们起来到这个谷仓里面，发现食物都没有减少。
So they said, "Oh, maybe last night was too dark. I did not, take a lot."
那他们可能想说，那可能是昨晚太暗了，所以我没有把全部的食物都拿过去。
And so what happened is, nighttime they do it again.
那么结果他们那当天晚上又做了同样的一件事。
And next morning.They came back and see how come the food has not been diminished.
那么隔天早上，他们就很纳闷说，为什么食物还是没有减少呢
？And so that night, the third night, they say, "I will put my food into my wheelbarrow and I will send to my brother's house, a brother's barn, and I will sit in my barn and see what happened."
那么所以他们就想说，那么我亲自把这些粮食送到我弟兄弟家，那么我亲自晚上我亲自坐镇在这个谷仓看是发生了什么，会发生什么事。
And as they were shipping this food, and then they see on the other side, somebody's coming too.
所以当他们要把食物运到他们弟兄家的时候，所以当他们在半路上的时候，他们就刚好就遇上了。
And then they see, that person looked like my brother.
我们看到说，对这个对面的人看起来很像我的兄弟。
What was he doing?
那他在做什么呢
？And he has a wheelbarrow in his hand. He has wheelbarrow in his hand. 推车了，推车。
他们发现他们的弟兄，他们都推着一个推车。
And then in the wheelbarrow there is food.
那在这个推车里面有食物。
Then they realize that for the last two nights, each brother had given food to each other.
那所以他们。所以他们就明白到，原来前两天晚上他们的弟兄互相把食物给了对方。
And so they were very touched.
所以他们很感动。
So each brother hugged the two brother hugged each other.
那这两个弟兄们他们彼此拥抱。
And while they were hugging each other, amazing thing is that the sky started to rain.
那当他们在拥抱的时候，这奇妙的事情发生了，这天空开始下雨了。
And then really, they remember what the father said to them. If they love each other, the angel will cry.
所以当他们想起他们的父亲的遗言，就是说，当他们彼此相爱的时候，即使是天使也会哭泣。
They really experience what his father promised them.
所以他们明白到他们的父亲对他们的应许。
And today, if we love each other truly, we will also experience God.
所以当一样的，当我们真诚的爱我们的弟兄姐妹，我们也可以感受到神。
So today we have learned three cryings of Joseph.
我们今天学习到了约瑟的三次的哭泣。
Joseph had very beautiful inside.
约瑟他有非常美好的内在。
He has affection of Jesus Christ.
他有
耶稣基督的心肠。
他有耶稣基督的心肠。
And all this is because he obeyed God. He really practiced love.
并且他能够遵守神的道理，并且实行出来。
First, he cried because when he saw his enemy repented.
第一次他哭泣，因为他看到他的敌人悔改。
He was so happy that he has great joy.
并且他有非常大的喜悦。
Second,
第二点
，he cried because he saw his brother. He longed for him. Second time he cried is because he longed to.See his brother, and when he saw him, he was very happy.
第二次他哭泣是因为他非常想念他的弟兄们，所以当他看到他们的弟兄的时候
，We also need to have affection for brothers and sisters.
所以我们一样也是要对我们的弟兄姐妹有一样的心肠。
Third, he saw that his brothers loved each other and loved his father. He was very touched.
第三次是他看到他们的他的弟兄们非常的爱他们的父亲，爱他们的兄弟，他感到感动。
So all these three crying is not because of shame or not because of sin, it's not because of disaster.
所以这三次的哭泣不是因为羞耻，不是因为灾难，不是因为痛苦。
Joseph is really a normal, a healthy person in spirit. He cried because these things are the things that we are supposed to cry.
所以约瑟他是一个心智健全的人，所以他哭泣，他这些哭泣是很理所当然的。
So let us imitate Joseph's love.
所以我们一起来来仿效约瑟的爱心。
Let's sing him.
来唱诗。
379
首。
Now we're going to pray together. In our prayer, let's pray for each other. Let's also pray for our church. And also in our prayer, let's examine ourselves. So that we can make our Father in heaven happy. Let's help each other so that we are edified in spirit. Let's pray together.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.